The nation of Samoa sits in the South Pacific. It's the western part of the Samoan Islands. The U.S. territory of American Samoa is to the east. Now, all of the Samoan Islands lie just to the east of that imaginary divide known as the International Dateline. For the moment, anyway. The world's Alex Galifant explains.
2 years ago, Samoa changed which side of the road they drove on. Now there are plans to move the country west of the International Dateline.
What time is it?
Currently, Samoa is one whole day behind New Zealand and Australia. Not for long. If Samoa goes ahead with its plan, it would mean the country sharing the same day as its neighbors to the south. And that's the point, says Samoan journalist Tipi Otagavaya.
It's to improve our trade between our close allies, New Zealand and Australia. So basically, that's the reason.
It was also the reason for the driving switch, to get Samoa in line with those two. Now the Samoan Prime Minister has argued that his country loses 2 business days each week when it comes to trading with New Zealand and Australia. On Fridays in Samoa, Kiwis and Aussies are already starting their weekend. And when it's back to work on a Monday in Auckland or Sydney, Samoans are still enjoying a lazy Sunday. So given the close ties between Samoa and, especially, New Zealand, it makes sense.
For Radio New Zealand International, this is the details in Samoan.
But what about the other Samoa, American Samoa? It does business with Samoa too. If the change goes ahead, the two places will no longer be an hour apart, but a whole day.
It will be very confusing.
But as Tipi Otagavaya points out, Americans have had their way for more than a century. Samoa changed its time once before, to put it more in line with American traders.
The change of time zone was made back in 1892 by some American business people, and it was approved by the late king at the time, Malietoa Lopepa.
So this will reset the clocks in a way. It may even be good for tourism. People will be able to celebrate birthdays or anniversaries twice just by hopping on a short plane ride. And Samoa won't be the first country to adopt a policy of time zone tourism. At the turn of the millennium, the nation of Kiribati saw its own opportunity. It pushed the international dateline out beyond its easternmost island, making that the first place in the world to see the start of each new day. Tourists have flocked there ever since, and Samoa is likely hoping for a piece of that action too. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.